The Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis asks, since Purim is also, according to my that some Purim is also b'malocha, the makshinu for Rebbe, hechi natan atiyah b'purim. How did Rebbe plant that was also b'malocha Purim? V'atani Rav Yosef, simcha mishta v'yontiv, simcha malama she'asum behesper v'yontiv, malama she'asum asiyas malocha. And finally the one says, the malocha lo kibla lai. Because it says in the Megillah, originally it says Simcha Mishta V'yomtev, but at the end it says Lasos Osam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha V'Ila Yomtev Loksiv. But in this, so in this halacha, that what was the Havamina and originally that Mordechai would ask the Purim b'malacha? Would it, I mean, Purim is the Asher Shev Kedushas Hayom to be also b'malacha? So the Rav explained, no, that it's not the same like malacha by yontif. The halacha is because malacha is, it represents hesach hadas, and it's a stira to the kiyum simcha. And that's why they would ask malacha. And so the nafkamina in this is there's a shailin poiskin, whether, in Mokum Shinogo, not to do malacha on Purim, does that apply also to the Leil Purim, to the night of Purim? So, and this is a machloikis between the Chassam Sofer and the Prima Godim. So the Rav thought that since it's not a separate Issa Malacha that depends on the Shem Yom of Purim, it's because of the Bittel Simcha. So the Simcha of Purim, you may Simcha Mishta, that's only Bayom, not Balayla. So therefore Malacha should be Mutta Balayla. And the Rav also said that the machlokes rishonim whether cholamoyed is osam malacha midiraisa midrabbanan. So how can anybody say that should be osam malacha midiraisa? The Torah says mefurish. It's only the on yontif. It's only the first day of yontif. On Sukkot, it's the first and the last day of the first and the last day of yontif. But cholamoyed is mutab malacha. So hechiteisha that should be osam midiraisa. So the Rav said, it's not osam malacha like the first or the last day. It's osam malacha because since it's a mitzvah simcha on cholamoid, so the mitzvah simcha asses b'malacha. And because, again, malacha represents hesach hadas. You see that represents hesach hadas also as relates to those by kochim that require shmira, by paraduma that require shmira. So the malacha is considered hesach hadas. And that's what it's contradicts the Kiyum Simcha. But it's not that B'Torah's Malacha per se, like on Yontif on the first day, that it should be Os Malacha. And the Rav's, and actually the Ritfor and Moed Kotten says this Yisoid, that as relates to Avelos, that the Locha of Avelos, that's Os Malacha, is not Malacha B'Torah's Atzma, because it's Malacha, it takes away from the Kiyum Shebalev of Avelos.